Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's get the stock up. Stock down. I'll start stock up. This is pretty simple for me. We saw it last night, but it's more about what he's done all year. Mike McDonald, the head coach.
He's looking pretty good right
now. The Seattle Seahawks. They are still the most undervalued team in football, period. AFC, NFC. Mike McDonald, second year head coach. Remember, he used to be with the Ravens organization. He's still only like 38, 39 years old, one of the younger head coaches in the league. He's got the defense playing at a high level. He's got his offense.
That's his most defensive coordinator.
With his coordinator is Kubiak. That offense has Sam Darnold playing at an MVP level. Jackson Smith and Jigba is no doubt a top 10 wide receiver in football. Statistically, he's even better than that, but we'll just say he's a top 10 wide receiver in football. I don't even think still they have the whole run game working yet. And they're atop the NFC West, a very difficult division. They'd be the number 3 seed, I think, right now in the NFC. Legit coach of the year candidate.
Sure.
Stock up, Mike McDonald.
I think almost inarguably stock up for him. My stock up is the Raiders offense now that Brock Bowers is in it. Are they going to be a good team? No. Is Geno Smith still any good? No. But my God, that offense couldn't so much as move the ball 6 inches for the previous month without Brock Bowers. He shows up and all of a sudden they're capable again. Turns out he might still be excellent. And the only reason why their offense had any success in the early part of the season or at any point during last year, what a difference having one star player can make for a team on occasion. They got Brock Bowers back and they still lost. They're still a bad team, and I'm not saying that they're not. But they looked significantly better with Brock Bowers. We had 3 touchdowns yesterday. He was all over the field. He fried Jacksonville's defense for a huge chunk of the game. Hell of an effort from Brock Bowers, who's still, I don't know, obviously one of, if not the best tight end in football.
My stock up is Matt Stafford's MVP case.
Oh, yeah.
He leads the league in touchdowns. He has the least amount of picks other than Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts, but he has significantly more yards than them, obviously. The Rams are 6-2. It feels like Matt Stafford all of a sudden has entered the chat in regards to the MVP conversation. He has been on fire. I don't know if you guys saw. He had one of those no-look passes again.
Yeah.
Similar to what he had in that
Super
Bowl. The
Devontae Adams on that in-cut.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. Yeah, and it wasn't like it was just a 5-yard pass. That sucker was like 15 yards down the field.
He does it. The only one who does it more than him is Patrick Mahomes and Matt Stafford. They love the no-look.
Yeah. I mean, Puka's hurt now again. But Matthew Stafford, if he stays healthy in that system, he's going to continue to play at a very, very high level. All right. Stock down. It's a rookie year, and so I never want to say like somebody's career is just what it is already, 9 games in. But stock down at least has to be trending down. Cam Ward, I'm sorry. Look, the Tennessee Titans are a mess. All right, they really are. Also now an interim head coach to add to it. But I have yet to see Cam Ward like give me a glimmer of like, oh, yeah, that's why. Hell, even in the game, guys, where they won against the Cardinals. What was the most notable play of the game? When he threw a pick, and then it was fumbled, and they recovered their own interception for a touchdown. It wasn't Cam Ward leading them back against Arizona a couple weeks ago. He threw an interception. He's statistically the worst quarterback through like the first 8 games of his career in the last decade.
Yeah, he's bad.
He stinks. Stock down at minimum, though.
Everyone keeps, like, hanging on to the hat of, like, remember when Josh Allen stunk his rookie year? Everyone will get better. For one Josh Allen, there's 19 Josh Rosens. And so they should probably keep that in mind. And look, I'm not saying I'm not writing it off fully for Cam Ward, but he is bad, bad. My stock down, Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn, who went to an NFC title game last year, did not have a great run, a great first run as a head coach, and got himself run out of town the first time through. And now he's going to have the entire Washington fan base hating him. He will never have their support, and that's going to make it really hard for him to keep the job. For a guy who went to the NFC title game with his team, leaving Jaden Daniels in there yesterday in a 30-point blowout in a season where they were already struggling to get his elbow dislocated, Dan Quinn's going to have a hard, maybe not never, but he's going to have a hard time winning over DC the rest of the time he's there. His stock is down, especially in that area. He's always been kind of like a mid-level coach for me. Not a bad one, not a great one, not a real difference maker, but not like a, you know, not Adam Gase, not setting you up for failure, I guess, if that makes sense. But his stock is still down just for that decision alone.
Was he the head coach when Atlanta made the Super Bowl that year?
Yeah.
And then Shanahan was the OC and all that other stuff.
Yes.
And then they eventually got, and he got run out of town because it went south after that.
Yeah, yeah. My stock down is on my fandom or sports luck, at least in terms of rooting. Multiple things happened this weekend. Let's start off with the Bengals game. So
Saw that.
So the Bengals were down 41-27 after Evan McPherson missed the field goal. I turned it off. The NASCAR championship race was on. I was like, all right, I'm locked in. The Bengals lost.
And about a pick six got overturned. And we're down 48-27.
I saw that they took the lead, and I was like, hang on a second, I'm back in. Turn the game on. Two plays later, Colson Loveland, touchdown. I was like, what is this?
Sick.
And my wife was like, don't turn it on. You're going to ruin it. Don't turn it on. So that happened. The night before, I see that the Blue Jays are up. I was out, away, saw that they were two outs away from the World Series. I was like, I'm turning the game on. I have to turn it on right now. I got to see the Blue Jays win the World Series. Very first pitch of me turning the TV on.
Bad luck.
Home run for Rojas. I was like, are you kidding me? Dodgers win, of course. Can't stand the Dodgers. And it just feels like the rooting interest is just failing me right now.
How's Wisconsin basketball looking this year? They fire
up. Wisconsin basketball, thankfully. Wisconsin football had a bye week, so that's a win for the fandom, I would say.
They're coming off an ass kicking.
Hey, at this rate, the bye week was a win. Going back to the NASCAR race, I was rooting for Denny Hamlin to win the championship. He is 40 seconds away from winning his first title. Caution comes out. Pit crew takes four tires instead of two. He does not win the championship. My fandom this week, or rooting interest, had the worst luck of all time.
Is that like an Andy Reid not going for another one? Is that the difference between taking four tires instead of two? He wins the race if he takes two?
I think he wins the race if he takes two. In terms of what was happening yesterday and the car that he had, he would have won the championship.
Can you believe they chose four Cody instead of two? That was outrageous. Absolutely ridiculous. You know, three races earlier, they took the two tires. Why are they taking the four tires now?
Unbelievable.
Coming out of caution? He could have finished the race.
I was stunned. Someone said I'm the American version of Drake. Drake at least has a championship with the Raptors. Yeah. I don't have a rooting championship. The Pacers, Bengals.
Again, you want to go get that Hooters outfit cleaned up, ready to roll for him?
They have the worst. They have historic DVOA-wise. It is the second worst defense since 1968 right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.